mukundi ari kurutivi rwedu.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore the enemy has no chance at all.
Saka muvengi haana kana mukana.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zitara Jehovah.
We'd like to read from the book of Mark and chapter 14.
Ativerenge kubukura Mariko 14.
In fact, I want to read the last chapter of the book of Mark. I'm sure I didn't quote it right. Amen.
Amen.
While we open to the book of Mark,
amen.
Amen. We shall also read a few more scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
While then we'll be seated.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how I wrote this one, but I want Mark and chapter 16.
Mariko 16.
Amen. And verses 14 to 18.
Ndima 14 kusuka pa 18.
Amen. I was supposed to write 16 right there.
Fanda kunyora Mariko 16.
Praise God. Mark 16 and verses 14 to 18.
Ndima 14 kusuka 18.
Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen.
Pashure wakazviratidza kuna vane gumi noumwe vagere pakudya, akavapa mhaka pamusoro pokusatenda kwavo noukukutu wemoyo. Yavo nokuti havana kutenda vaya vakanga vamuona amuka.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Akati kwavari, endai munyika yose muparidzire zvisikwa zvose evangeri.
And he that believeth is baptized and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
Unotenda akabhabhatidzwa uchaponeswa, asi usingatendi uchatongwa.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
Zviratidzo izvi zvichava navanotenda, vachabudisa mweya yakaipa nezita rangu, vachataura nendimi itsva.
And they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Vachabata nyoka, kunyange vakanwa chinhu chinouraya achinga varwadzi, vachaisa maoko pamusoro pevarwere vakapora.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. Amen.
The little thought we'd like to share with tonight is a show of power. Amen.
Amen.
A show of power. Praise God.
Amen.
Then I would like to read 2 Kings and chapter
20. Chapter
2.
20. Oh, sorry. Madzimambo Echipiri, chapter 20. So.
Amen. Would have wanted to read from verse 1, but we would take a long time. I just want to go straight to the portion that I would like to read. We all know about King Hezekiah and how he got sick, and he was told he was going to die.
Amen.
Amen. We know the whole story. Praise God. But I just want to go down to verse
12.
Amen.
Chapter 20.
After that whole story. Verse 12, the Bible says, at that time, Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he heard that Hezekiah had been sick.
Zvino nenguva iyo Perodhaki Bharidhani mwanakomana waBharidhani mambo weBhabhironi akatuma mwadhi nechipo kuna Hezekiah nokuti wakanga anzwa kuti Hezekiah wairwara.
Amen.
Amen.
And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver, the gold, and the spices, and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his domain, that Hezekiah showed them not.
Hezekiah akavanzwa akavaratidza imba yose yakanga ine zvakakosha zvake sirivheri nendarama nezvinonhuwira namafuta anokosha neimba yaiva nenhumbi dzake dzokurwa nadzo nazvose zvakanga zviri pafuma yake. Kwakanga kusine chinhu mumba make kana muushe hwake hwose chavasina kuratidzwa naHezekiah.
And then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said thee these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon.
Zvino muprofita Isaiah akasimuka akasvika kuna mambo Hezekiah akati kwaari, ko varume ava vakati kudiniko vasvika kwauri vachibvepiko? Hezekiah akati vakabva kunyika iri kure Babylon.
And he said, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them.
Akati vakaonei mumba mako? Hezekiah akapindura akati vakaona zvose zviri mumba mangu, hakune chinhu pakati pefuma yangu chandisina kuvaratidza.
And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord.
Ipapo Isaiah akati kuna Hezekiah, inzwa shoko raJehovha.
Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon, nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. Amen.
Tarira mazuva achasvika nenguva iyo zvose zviri mumba mako nezvose zvakaunganidzwa namadzibaba ako kusvikira pazuva ranhasi zvichaiswa Babylon, hakune chinhu chichasiyiwa, ndizvo zvinotaura Jehovha.
Praise God.
Amen.
We are looking at an issue in the book of Kings.
Tiri kutarisa panyaya iri pano mubhuku ramadzimambo.
Amen.
Amen.
The story as we have read right here.
Nyaya iyi semaverengera ataita pano.
King Hezekiah was just about dying.
Mambo Hezekiah wanga oda kufa.
And the king of Babylon sent in some ambassadors.
Mambo weBabylon achibva atuma nhumbi dzake.
I don't believe he really was feeling for the king. But he knew that his time came so that he might overtake Israel.
Andifunga kuti ainzwira mambo Hezekiah asaiziva kuti yanga yasvika nguva yekuti achitora Israel aitapi.
The strength of any nation does not depend on the number of the people or the population.
Simba renyika ipi zvaro harizorori pakuti vanhu vacho vane uwandu hwakadii venyika iyo.
Olden days, yes, because they will be carrying spears and that will matter much.
Mazuva ekare vainge vakatakura minondo zvaiva nebasa zvakanyanyisa.
Amen.
Amen.
But these days it's not the population of any country.
Asi mazuva ano hausi uwandu hwevanhu vari munyika.
But it's the strength of the weapons that they have.
Yekusimba kwezvombo zvavainazvo.
Is the strength of the army.
Uremu hwehondo yavo.
The kind of armor that they have.
Mhando yezvombo zvavanorwisa.
That is what counts on the on how strong a nation is. Amen.
Amen.
Today we can count how many countries have got nuclear weapons. There are certain countries that's not allowed to have nuclear weapons. Because they don't even have enough of shotguns.
Nekuti hadzitori na puti dzinokwana nyika idzodzo.
Let alone nuclear weapon.
Ko kuzoti kana zvazvombo zvenuclear.
Amen.
Amen.
So the bigger countries or the stronger countries
nyika idzo dzakati simbei
are the ones that's like acting for the whole world as captains
And
allowing who must have what kind of weapon.
Amen.
Amen. So today, the world is showing who is stronger than the other. So before one country has nuclear weapon, they must debate, they must look into it, they must investigate and do everything else.
Amen.
Because today it's a show of power. Amen.
Amen.
We've been looking on the news. And the world today is like affected very much. Because there is a certain leader who seems to be out of his mind in North Korea. He doesn't care what people are thinking about his ammunition. And he has tested quite a number of his nuclear weapons. It's a way of frightening the rest of the world and to show them how much muscle he has. Amen.
Amen.
And if for Russia and America, if there is any war going on in any country, they quickly want to get in there so that they can show the world the kind of weapons that they are using now. And recently, America wanted the rest of the world to know that they have got the mother of all bombs. And they just said to find an excuse where they go to throw that one. I don't know why they had to call it by that name, but it actually means Moab. So, but we know if it was Israel, we're going to be comfortable. But it's
Moab.
Amen.
Amen.
But this is what is happening around. Every believer, when he's looking at what is happening around in the world, he sees back. And he watches. And he's not only satisfied by what is happening around, but he quickly shifts his mind into the spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
And coming to a realization that there is also a show of power in the spiritual realm. Amen.
Amen.
Denominational power, demon power, all these other powers today. Amen.
Amen.
World Council of Churches has joined forces. All the religions of the world today, they're under the Pope. And the Pope has decided that he must have one religious movement. And that movement must be under him. But they know so well that there is another power that will never join up. Amen.
Amen.
And that is the power of God. It will never join up with the powers of evil. So you can see very well that there is a show of power. And the Vatican City knows that there is a church on the earth today that will never budge. They will never join up with them. And for them, it is an enemy. Amen.
Amen.
We don't care what kind of description it is. But we now know that God has given power to his church.
Amen. Amen.
All that was in God was poured into Jesus
Christ.
And all that was in Jesus Christ has been poured into the church. And it is Jesus Christ who said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Amen.
Amen. And we know very well that Jesus Christ was the mystery of God revealed. And this is why he was making those claims. They were not empty claims, but it was reality and it was truth. Because Paul even told us that Jesus Christ was the visible image of the invisible God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we've moved further into the unveiling of God. So much that we now believe that the bride of Jesus Christ is the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. Amen.
Amen.
And she is the visible image of the invisible Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And when Brother Branham was preaching the Christ, the mystery of God revealed, he said the reason why Jesus Christ was able to perform the way he was because he so seen it, that the mystery part is where he was operating in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He believed it so much that all that was in God was poured into him. So because he believed that he was the present part where God was playing, and God was manifesting on that part of the mystery, then he went on to exercise it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe the same way Jesus Christ believed in his day, we are going to do the same works that he was doing there. But if we don't believe it, nothing will work. Because everything must work by faith. If we truly believe that all that was in Jesus Christ has been poured to us, we are going to stand put, immovable, hallelujah,
amen,
and ready for action. And Almighty God is going to do it. Because he is dealing with people that believe. If you don't believe it, nothing is going to work. Is that true? So we want to deal with believers. So the scripture, these signs are for them that believe. Is for believers. It's not for churchgoers. Amen.
Amen.
It's not for people that sometimes believe it. Brother, we are looking for people that truly believe. That have got bulldog faith.
Amen.
Amen. The faith that when it bites, it won't let go. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how much you frighten it. Once it bites, it has beaten. No movement again. Do we have men like that here? God called men. God trained men.
This one,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Not trained by psychology, but having the experience of the Almighty God, even in their lives. That's the kind of church that you are looking for. Amen.
Amen.
Are you part of that church? I want to read another scripture. Ephesians and chapter 5. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Ephesians chapter 6.
For Ephesians 6.
And I'm reading from verse 10.
Chavirenga kubva
verse 10. Can you give us that one?
For Ephesians 6 verse 10 mungatipo.
Amen. 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 Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Pakupedzisira ivai nesimba munashe nomusimba rake guru.
Now you see, when you're reading the Bible,
kana uchiverenga Bible,
don't you ever believe that Paul was talking to a certain people?
Usatende kuti Paul aitaura nevamwe vanhu ikokoko.
Amen.
Amen.
You stand like this, sit like this, and say, tell me some more, Paul.
Nyatsomira wakati mbikiti kuti Paul otaura zvimwe futi.
Because he's talking to us now.
Nekuti ari kutaura nesu zvino Paul.
The people who were alive when Paul wrote are not here.
Vanhu vaiva vapenyu panguva yakanyora Paul havapo pano.
So you can't read to them now.
Hauchagona kuvaverengera futi iwe.
But it is you that took their places.
Iwe watora nzvimbo yavo man.
Hallelujah. So Paul is talking to you.
Paul ari kutaura newe.
What is he saying to you?
Ari kudii kwauri.
Put on. Not half of the armor. Amen. But the whole armor of God. Because when the word armor is coming up, then we know it's fighting time. It's war time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if it is war time, we must have soldiers. Trained soldiers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who are ready to show power. We got an enemy, remember. Who is also training the way we are doing. Is that right?
Amen.
But we want to overpower that one. Because the one that is on our side, the one that is in us, is greater than the one that is in the world. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Shongai nhumbi dzose dzokurwa nadzo dzamwari mugone kumira muchirwisana nemano adiabolos.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Nokuti hatirwi nenyama neropa, asi navabati nevane simba namadzishe enyika eri marino.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand.
Saka tora inhumbi dzose dzokurwa nadzo dzamwari kuti mugone kudzivisa pazuva rakaipa nokuramba mumire mapedza zvose.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Do you speak the truth? The only truth that we have is the word of God, is that right? Your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you seeing the kind of soldier that is being described here? Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery deaths of the wicked. 16.
Pamusoro paizvozvo makatora nhuru yokutenda yamungagona kudzima nayo miseve yose yemoto yevakaipa.
Amen.
Amen.
The kind of, okay, let me finish this one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to realize, brother, sister, we have got two opposing forces. Amen.
Amen.
And when you oppose, you have got to truly oppose and stand. And you tell the devil, I'm not moving. The prophet says, if the devil says, boo, what do you say?
Boo, boo.
Amen. Because you want to fight them devils. Why? We are overcomers. We are always doing the opposite of what the devil is telling you. Tell him the opposite. And you are going to win the battle. But if you want to side up with him, you are a loser already. Is that right? Whatever the devil tells you, you tell him the opposite. Amen.
Amen.
Because we are on the winning side. Now, the scripture we read from 2 Kings. Whenever any country on this earth has got a visiting head of state, and they are in agreement. They've got a lot of agreements in many things. The first thing, when he arrives, he is given what is called the guard of honor. Amen.
Amen.
He has to inspect the soldiers. How many have you ever seen that? He walks with the host head of state along and check all the soldiers, and all the soldiers will be standing like this holding their guns. Amen. What does that mean? We are showing you our power. Amen.
Amen.
And you are welcome. Is that right?
Amen.
King Hezekiah.
Mambo Hezekiah.
He missed it altogether.
Akaposa nyaya yacho, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He thought that the king of Babylon meant peace. When he came over into the country, the mistake that he did, he took these embassies. Amen.
Amen.
And he opened all his treasuries. Showed him how much gold they have and how much silver. How many chariots of army that they have and how many horses, how many soldiers. Amen.
Amen.
Meanwhile, these guys were sizing up. Is that right?
Amen.
They were sizing up and they were saying, with this we are ahead. 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 Then when they went back, then they were ready for battle. Are you getting that? The devil does that many times with the children of God. Is that right? And when he comes to you, he wants you to open up. Have you ever heard some girls, when these Moabites come to them, and they say, we are not allowed at church to have boyfriends. Sure, what are you showing them? That you yourself are very weak. You're only refusing because you are afraid of the officers at church. This is why I say we're not allowed. So you're opening up. And that devil comes closer and asks some more. And you open up again. And again. And you are gone. Because he's going to ask you, so what kind of people are supposed to marry you? You open up. If only it's only people at church that marry us. Finish. You opened up, huh? And then the next thing he says, what church do you go to? And then you open up. What days do you go to church? You open up. What are you doing? You are allowing devils to come into your own life. Is that right? And then you open up. What time? And everything and everything. Next service day, you are busy here praising the Lord and singing. And the guy is sitting at the back.
Just watching.
Where is he seated?
Ari nepapi muno.
Why?
Say.
Hezekiah, what's wrong with you?
Hezekiah, chicha chea makwauri.
You sold out.
Wakatengesa.
Is that right?
Amen.
And you are gone. Within no time. He won't tell you that I was at church. Amen.
Amen.
Next baptismal service. She's going to be shocked to see this guy standing here for baptism.
Amen.
Amen. And meanwhile, he's just checking. Where is she seated? Does she see I'm here? What is happening? You opened up. This guy never repented. The reason why he's coming is only for you. And within no time, you are going to say yes. And both of you are going away. That's what Hezekiah did. Sister, this is your secret. You must close it up. Don't let the devil know the ammunition you have. Because all these years, God has been investing in you. His virtues, his unsearchable riches, they're all invested in you. But just because of a yes, you
were
swept away from your feet. Because you've been given the power to say yes or no. Amen.
Amen.
Tell them no. What church do you go to? I will never let you know. What days you don't have to know. Amen. Because the devil is finding his way to come in. You must learn to say no. It's not that we don't allow you to get a boyfriend
out there.
If you want to have seven, have them. Yeah. But what you must know,
so,
is you yourself.
Iwewe.
It's you who must not have
one.
Because the pressure is in you now.
Simbarajo,
to pressurize from outside. Do you get that?
Amen.
So you must be pressurized enough to make sure nothing from outside is going to burst in you. So we don't tell you to say, don't tell them, you know, we're not. If you want him, take him and go out. And go out. And we don't want to see you here again. You see?
Amen.
Because you're opening up. Is that right?
Amen.
If a head of state who is not loved comes in, you will never have a God of honor. He might not be even allowed to come in. This is what you must do. Amen.
Amen.
He must never be on your territory. Never even in your mind. Is that right? Yes. But what we know is the devil or the world has got what we call a show of power. But God, by His grace, He has taken you as an individual. And He has empowered you with the power from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He adopts you as a son. And you are able now to speak, and the devil must go. This is the whole idea. This is not for pastors only. It's not for deacons only. For everybody. Every brother or sister. God has given you power to cast out devils. And them devils must listen. They must obey. And they must go. Why?
Say,
you got a show of power. This is the time
Diongua.
When you have got to show the devil that you got the power. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to hesitate to show the devil that you can do it.
No,
no. This is the time we have got to show him that we have the power. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians Church Age.
Ephesians Church Age.
Page 66.
Page 66.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we know exactly from the word which was recorded by the Holy Spirit. Amen. How the first or the original church was founded and how God manifested himself in her. The word can change or be changed because the word is God. Amen.
Amen.
John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. To change one word of it, as did Eve, brings sin and death. Even as it says in Revelation 22:18-19, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Thus, what the church was at Pentecost is the standard.
Amen.
Amen. That is a pattern. There is no other pattern. No matter what the scholars say, God has not changed that pattern. What God did at Pentecost, he has to keep on doing it until the church age is closed. Though scholars may tell you the apostolic age is over, don't believe it. Such a statement is wrong on two counts. First of all, it is wrong to suppose there aren't any more apostles. Just because the original 12 are dead, an apostle means sent one. And there are many sent ones today, but they are called missionaries. As long as men are being called and sent forth with the word of life, there is an apostolic age going on. Secondly, they refer to an age of manifested Holy Ghost power as being over. Since the Bible has been completed, this is untrue. There is not even one scripture that suggests that. But many conclusively state otherwise. Here is our proof that both of these charges are false. Amen.
Amen.
Sure, they are false. But the power of God continues on.
Amen.
Amen. So, we are not denominational people that believe these things are all gone. But we believe that God is still alive and his power is still here. We are still having power to cast out devils, cast out sicknesses. Amen. And we overcome every habit by the power of the word of God. That much is true for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It wasn't so from the beginning. Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 17. Now Christ is the branch. He is the vine. Amen. But we, if we graft in this morning here, there may be different denominations among us. Assemblies,
oneness.
And Church of God and all these other different churches, denominations. See? If we take our denominational branch and put it in there, it will just bear denominational fruit. That's where we have into the Christian line of a Christian name, of a Christian life. Like the citrus fruit. We have grafted in there. Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, and all kinds. They are under the name Christianity. They are all grafted in. They are thriving by the life from the main plant. Amen. But each branch must produce its own fruit. Because it was grafted in. Is that true? Amen. Amen. He says like a citrus fruit. He is reminding us of the citrus fruit that he saw at the home of John Sharrett. Do you remember the story? John Sharrett had this orange tree growing.
John Sharita rimama orange.
And he took the branch, a lemon branch, and he grafted it in. And he took a grapefruit, tangerine, tangelo, nachos, and all the different ones. As long as they're in the same family. Amen.
Amen.
So the time of fruit. The lemon branch produced lemon. Tangerine, tangerine. Tangelo, tangelo. Grapefruit, grapefruit, nachos. But coming from one orange tree. And this is what the prophet is saying. Here is the word of God. And we've got all the denominational grafting. It must produce its own. Because it was grafted in. It will never produce of the word of God. Why? Because it's not original. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is only grafted in. So every grafted affair must produce of its own kind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But did you notice when that original tree puts forth a branch at the beginning, that vine puts forth its first branch. They wrote a book of facts behind it. These churches, denominations are living off of the citrus vine. In the name of Christianity. But if that true vine ever puts out another branch, not grafting, but it is putting it out of its own accord. It's coming from the main plant. Hallelujah. But if that true vine ever puts out another branch, they will write another book of Acts behind it. That's right. Amen. Because it will bear the fruit. Is that true, brother, sister? Because the first branch that came out of the main plant produced the book of Acts. After that, there were many graftings coming out. Baptists will always produce Baptists. Methodists will always produce Methodists. Because it's a grafted affair. But right at the end time, that same tree must produce another branch. Not grafting, but produces another branch. When that branch comes out, it will produce of the original fruit again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has to write another book of facts again. Amen. Because it is original. Is this where we are? Yes. The same power that we read about in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. At the beautiful gate, the blind could see, the lame could walk, all these things that you read about. Now this end time tree, the branch that is coming in this end time, must produce the same fruit again. And this is where we are. We ought to. We have to. We are expected to do that. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we were not grafted. Is that true? We got the same original spoken word again. Just like the spoken word at the beginning. Is that true?
Is
the same spoken word. In Genesis 1:1 is the same spoken word that we have today. The same power. In Genesis 1:1 is the same power that we have today. The same power in the book of Acts is the same power that we have today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we must never fear to produce that power. Is that true? Because you know that it works. Amen.
Amen.
When America was throwing Moab, that big bomb, they say it is the biggest that is non-nuclear. When they threw it, they were very sure that it was going to blow. Are you getting that? If they believed it was not going to blow, they were not going to try. But they threw it because they knew it is going to blow. Amen. When you pray for the sick, you must have faith that they're going to get healed. Amen.
Amen.
When you cast out demons, you must believe that they're going. How many of you remember that little girl that went to be prayed for by Brother Branham and the feet were mashed up and mingled, but she bought some pair of shoes? Amen.
Amen.
She was hanging the pair of shoes around her. Where are you going, little girl? To be prayed for. And these shoes, I'm going to put them on after I'm prayed for. Amen.
Amen.
And how about the braces? I'm going to remove them. I'll put on the shoes. Who told her the kind of size of shoes that she had to buy? Brother, you don't know what faith can do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith told her, go into this shop, buy shoes size so and so, and you go to be prayed for. Suppose he says, I'm not sure if I'm going to get healed. These braces, they were very expensive. When they bought these braces, I even know how much they cost. So if I have to remove them, how about the price? What am I going to do with them? Brother, the braces were temporary. Then she had to make a choice. Whether she must have the braces or she must have the proper feet. That's where we got to come to. Have a proper choice. Hallelujah. Must you be defeated by the devil, or you must overcome? So she said, I'm removing the braces. I'm going in to be prayed for. And I know my size. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, she looked, she waited there. She knew it's my turn. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Show your faith, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show that you believe it. And God is going to bless you. Is that true? Yes. I know one brother. He was not in courtship. But he believed that he was going to make it. Amen.
Amen.
And he told me, Pastor, I've bought 12 crates of soft drinks for my wedding.
25.
I've kept them already. Says, where is the sister?
Sister,
says, she's not there. Are you in courtship? No, not yet.
Courtship and sat.
But I know I'm going to make it. Brother, he made it. He made it. You show us your faith. Amen.
Amen.
Because faith without works, let's bury. Amen.
Amen.
So we must show our faith. If you are prayed for, and you've been having a backache. Amen. And you were walking like this, trying to support your backache. Amen.
Amen.
So when you get prayed for, remove your hands, please. Because your faith tells you I'm fine. Amen.
Amen.
Faith without works is dead. Amen.
Amen.
But you see what, brother, sister, from Paul up to in this end time, if there is a people that must show real power, it must be now. I like this thing. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Moab.
Moab.
If you didn't know, if you never read about it. Amen.
Amen.
But the Lord is good. Mother of all bombs. That's what it means. It was very big. 9,000 ton in weight.
9,000 tons.
Amen.
Amen.
And it is all made to destroy people. Can you imagine?
Amen.
Amen. We also have not a mother this time, but a father. The church has got the father. America has got the mother.
Amen.
Amen. We've got the father of all bones. Amen.
Amen.
We have got ammunition of mass destruction. Amen.
Amen.
Where we don't fear no devil. It doesn't matter what name it has. God has given us enough faith that no disease has got to stand. Amen.
Amen.
Not even cancer. That was many years ago. Is that right?
Amen.
But our faith has gone higher. Amen.
Amen.
Until mentioned the disease, we are above it. We are above everything. That's the faith we have. And we got that power. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is good. You know, a few years ago, Saddam was throwing some missiles on Israel.
Amen.
Amen. But Israel had what they called Patriot missiles.
Israel had Patriot missiles.
Amen. I know there's somebody who is enjoying what I'm saying. Amen. This missile would go faster than the bombs they were throwing. And intercept and blow it while it is still in the sky. Before it goes to the place that they want. And how many of you remember the time we went to Israel? There was a war that broke up, and they had this same weapon again.
Amen.
But their weapon that was intercepting, it was 144 inches long.
Inches.
Amen. I don't know why they like these numbers, 144. Amen.
Amen.
To defend for Israel. Brother, all these bombs were destroyed when they were still in the air. Before the fall. Is that right? But do you know that you've got something better than that? You got something much stronger than that? Did you know that? Before the witch comes into your house, she's diverted, or he is diverted.
Amen.
It's scriptural, actually.
Amen.
All the weapons that are manufactured against you, is that right?
Amen.
They will never do nothing.
Amen.
Amen. There is no weapon under heaven, wherever, in other dimensions, there is no weapon that is manufactured against you. It will never prosper. Do you believe that? This church is not afraid of witches. Is that right? There is no body here under the book of Acts in this end time. But
he
is afraid of any witch. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
People say, brother, are you saying that there are no witches? Ask me, I will tell you. They are there plenty. Plenty witches. Amen.
Amen.
I don't even want to know where they are
and
where they come from. That's not even my business. But all I know, when I sleep, sounds. I wake up tomorrow doing my business again. Amen.
Amen.
When I preach, I preach it so hard. What was so twa?
And you'll be bored.
I will seek a foot.
You will never come to my house. Amen.
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 We're not afraid of any
amazement.
Amen.
Amen.
Devils come one way, but they'll scatter seven ways. Amen.
Amen.
Is that the power you have? Yes. That's the power we have. This church has got power. It's not just words. Amen. It's mechanics plus dynamics.
Amen.
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 And brother, we brag because of the power we have in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not afraid, brother.
Amen.
Amen. We are not afraid of gula onkulu. We are not afraid of
voodoo.
We are not afraid of anything. Brother, we walk with chest out, hands in the pocket. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No spirit from the pit of hell, hallelujah, will overtake us. This is the time when the lid of hell has been pulled open. Amen. Against the believer. But at the same time, heavens are open. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To anoint the children of God so that the word of God might be manifested in our lives. I'm looking for young people that can get anointed and come and stand with me and say, yes, pastor, I believe it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking for men and women that believe this thing until they're not afraid of anything. I'm looking for somebody who has got faith in his own prayer. You have got faith in your prayer. But I'm going to pray. It is going to work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't go to pray 50-50. It's better you stop praying. But brother, you must pray with 100% faith. Hallelujah. That it is going to work for me. Because that is our only way. When you pray, then it must work. That is where we are. We must show the devil that we got the power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're not talking about headache. We're not talking about backache. We're talking about devils from hell. Amen.
Amen.
Those are the ones. See, those ones with the hairs. Amen. Those ones that's been working on believers from long back. But, brother, they've come wrong time. They've come to the wrong people.
Hallelujah.
We got the power. Amen.
Amen.
You are defeated by a small demon that tells you, don't go to church. And
you
say, yes, sir.
Amen.
I don't go. Brother, that is too cheap. A small devil like this, and you accept. You cannot do that. A small demon that tells you must never eat beef. You mustn't eat beef. Tell the devil, I'm going to start from right now. Some believers accept when the devil tells them, you, your father, your grandfather and mother, they never ate fish. The moment they ate fish, people all over, they react. Amen. Tell them, I'm changing the cycle. Amen. I'm breaking it. I'm breaking the cycle. I want to start with the biggest fish. Give me that one. With, especially the one with beard. Brother, we don't want the devils to run over us. Walk in and walk out of our houses. Walk into your life and come out of your life. Too late. 2017. There's no demon that must overcome. Because today, it's a show of power. Hey, brother.
Hey, ama.
Some demon.
Mama, demon.
That is so thin. And tells you when you go to church, you must sleep. So thin like this. You can even push it like this. But you say, okay. I know I'm tired. Brother, whether you are tired or not tired, you can't sleep in church. You can't. Amen.
Amen.
Those are small
demons.
Very cheap.
For cheaper.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, this is the time.
You know, don't go,
we go against.
Are
you able to say against? The devil tells you to go this way. Tell him, no, I'm going this side. The devil tells you, don't do this. You tell the devil, tomorrow morning, I'm doing it.
Hallelujah.
Those are the people we are looking for. Amen. God have mercy. Amen.
Amen.
I'll read my last quote before we go down to communion. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that the Church of the Living God is moving into a sphere now. Hallelujah. That's going to shake the whole world. That's the first time it's been since the days of Jesus of Nazareth. From the days of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
To a human being, praise God, ask Amen. Anything that you will, and it shall be given unto you. Anything you desire. Don't you see the words of Jesus Christ being fulfilled? Oh, it's going to come to pass pretty soon. I'm looking for it to happen in this meeting. I'm wanting it to happen now. Amen. And that the anointing will strike the church, the whole church of the living God, and she will rise up to her feet like a mighty marching army. The sick will be healed by a word. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. Hallelujah. The dead will be raised up. And the power of God will shake the world with the Church of the Living God. We're in the process of it now. I believe it's soon coming to pass. I believe it will be just exactly that way. I believe it's going to strike the Church of God soon. It is going to start a revival that will shake the world. Do you believe it too? I believe it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If there's anything we must believe, is the power of God. We can doubt everything else, but this, which is brought by the revealed word, we can never refuse it. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you believe the word of God? We believe it with all that's within us. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Is that okay? Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We want to stand upon our feet. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ is alive? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he is alive, he wants to continue doing what he was doing. So that we'll be able to say, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does that mean to you? That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he was doing yesterday, he is able, he is capable of doing it again today. He continually does it. And the prophet says, except for the corporal body, he needs a body, which is your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which so believes it until Jesus Christ is happy to perform what he did then, but today, in your life. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful that we can talk to a living God. We can talk to one who is among us, one who brought us here so that we'll be able to be overcomers. Father, there is no demon under this heaven, on the earth, that is able to overcome us. Father, there is no demon that will bring doubt of the word of God in our lives. We'll keep coming to church. We'll keep serving you. We'll keep overcoming the devil. Whether the devil wants it or not, Father, we know that we are overcomers through Jesus that gives us mercy. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we want to pray for your children. May you raise each and every one of us, Father, into the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Father, where we believe, O God, that we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Because the conqueror, the one that rose from the dead to overcome death, is living in us with the quickening power that we need. Lord Jesus, I pray, O God, for this, that this might be found in our brothers, in our sisters, in our fathers, in our mothers, in the young people. Father, I want to pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that your hand, Father, will be shown among us. We need you. We depend upon you. Lord, I want to pray now as I commit even the program of communion that we are just about to partake now into hands. Bless us, Lord. Bless your children as we partake of this. Give us, Lord, Father, the grace to have the right sincerity it takes for us, O God, to come down and to identify ourselves with you. Father, have your way. We commit ourselves into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God as we wait for the brothers to come.